And now we venture to London, where 38 young Swiss people have been showing off their vocational skills. Teams from 51 countries are competing at World Skills, the largest event of its kind. The goal? To be the best in a chosen skill amid demanding international standards. The Swiss team represents 35 professions. The competitors are accompanied by experts, plus team leaders and delegation heads. A few hours into day one of the four-day championship, as the pressure was already starting to mount, reporter Andrew Littlejohn got a tour from Uli Müller, the General Secretary of Swiss Skills.
We're just walking through this massive hall, and on the left here we've got the big section for landscape gardening, and they've actually set it out with little square sections with brickwork and soil and sand. What's the purpose of this?
They have to build, let's say, like a backyard with all this stuff what is laying here. You have stones, you have sand. Afterwards you will have plants. They have to create a little place according to a specific plan.
We've got the traditional brickwork here at the front, and then a more natural stonework at the back, which he's battering his hammer with.
Yeah.
Is it to use different skills?
These are different levels of complexity. This flat brickwork here at the front is easier to build than a natural stone wall, what needs very much experience.
Okay, so where are we off to now?
Now we have here on the left-hand side the competition area, and for instance here at the right-hand side, a showcasing area.
I'm Rudolf Möschen from Switzerland, and I'm chief expert of the trade plastering and drywall system.
And over here we've got Rosina Ebnete. She looks as if she's working incredibly hard and fast. What's she actually doing at the moment? Is this a timed exercise?
Yes, yes. All in all, for this model, they have 6 hours and 15 minutes to build up the whole wall, you know, with the door opening and also with the curved wall, who has a window opening.
Wow, and that is a lot to expect in 6 hours, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's very, very, very hard, and they have to train that.
And do you feel quietly confident that this young woman, Rosina, will actually be one of the medal winners this time?
I can say nothing about that because, you know, the competition starts today. He goes over 4 days. I'm really happy when she will be finished and well done. Then we're already happy.
Okay, so we've just heard that Rosina, who was working in plastering, has just come outside for a break, and there she is. Rosina, you are working really hard, and you can see you're sweating and you're covered in plaster dust. Are you pressurized at the moment?
Yes, module one has to be completed by 5 o'clock tonight, and then it'll be judged. It's a lot of work and there's so little time.
How does it feel up there competing against the other nations?
It's really interesting because you get to see the other competitors work during the breaks and everybody approaches the task differently. But you can't really compare yourself to the others. You just have to focus on your own work.
Uli, why do you think an event like this is so important for Switzerland and for Switzerland's skills base?
Many people, especially in Switzerland, are after the regular school time, they are choosing the university or the higher education way. But vocational education training way is also very attractive. And to show this, that that is not the only way, just with a university degree, you can also succeed with hand skills. I think people like these guys are more and more needed also in future.